Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the home of the Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There, I've said it. And my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm also on Gab right now, Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T. That's CAPTMATTBRUCERET. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. We'll be back on Parler once they come back online, and they may be online today, I'm being told. We'll have to wait and see. And don't forget, you can always go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, to find out more about the program, and click on the little things that we have there for you to take advantage of. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. By the way, I just checked my notes here, and the website that I was referring to about that article was NPR. What's the problem with that when I say that?
Well, that's National Public Radio, right?
And how credible and reliable are they?
Well, it depends. A lot of times it comes off pretty...
It depends?
Yeah.
Less than half the time... Are they correct about anything? Because they have an agenda.
Exactly.
Right. And somebody took a piece and editorialized it, made it into an op-ed instead of a news story, and that's why they got what they got. But anyway, you got to do your homework and find out where the original story came from. It did not come from NPR. Okay. Now, got to mention, oh, by the way, let me see here. I promised I was going to do this, right? Right?
Yep, that's right.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, yep. Here we go, folks. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl champions.
We play through thunderous wind.
That's the whole circus, Cowboys, and that was the song we were playing on the field before the game started. We're going to buck you up. And, you know, there was something that happened early in the game, Kyle, and when I heard about it, I said, this could be the sign of something big. This was the first time Tom Brady threw a touchdown in the first quarter.
That's exactly right. Yeah, great Super Bowl statistic. And once that happened, I think it was maybe set at that point.
Yeah, because they went ahead 7-3, and they were just outplaying. And by the way, they chased Mahomes around yesterday like he was an ant in the middle of an anthill, and the spray was coming after him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they really, the protection for Mahomes just didn't seem to really be there, and they broke through several times and just chased him several yards back. Yeah.
And there was a reason for that. Two of their offensive linemen, their starting offensive linemen, one of them was an all-pro, were injured and were not able to play, and they put a couple of reserves in there. And the one guy that ran all over everybody was Jason Pierre-Paul, because he, number 90, is an all-pro presence, and he had a field day yesterday along with our linebackers, Shaq Barrett and, and a couple of our safeties. They made some just tremendous plays, but they came to play, and unfortunately Kansas City and Mahomes couldn't rally to the moment. I mean, that's just what I saw anyway.
Well, I mean, they got the first points on the board, but and they got the engine started, but they couldn't really get out of first gear.
No. Now, I want to go back to something that was said here about the education. We talked about it briefly. We just skirted over the top of it. But Chicago's big city kids will finally return to school, as Mayor Lightfoot said that she and the teachers have reached a tentative deal.
That's what we hear, exactly. And so what they're trying to do, I think they're trying to expedite the vaccinations as they can, prioritize individuals who have vulnerable family members, according to city officials there. So it's a delicate process, I'm sure, but it is a long time coming in trying to get kids back to school. I mean, they are suffering a great deal because they don't have that one-on-one interaction with their teachers, and certainly not with their friends.
And look, little Dr. Fauci, the gift that keeps on giving, once again opened his mouth, and he is advised to return to schools for the younger students. Now, I don't know what the age of the younger students is, but it's certainly not the high school students, so we have to assume that would be elementary, correct?
I think so, and even here in California, we have many schools open, elementary schools. They're mostly private schools, though, but we understand, of course, that we don't see the kinds of transmissions between young people.
Dr. Fauci says the reason for the younger students going back to school is they do not transmit COVID as readily as the older ones do. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in that bar windshield of yours if you got a chip or a crack in it. So give it an inspection today. And if it's chip or crack, you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. If you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a brand new premium quality windshield with a lifetime warranty, and put $100 right back in the palm of your hand when you tell them the captain sent you. So give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Shazam. All right. You know, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has blasted the Democratic Party over the weekend, voicing frustration over the Democrats who are moving the goalposts on the new coronavirus-related economic relief. Now, what's he talking about?
Well, I know that they've had a lot of issues with the, number one, the amounts, number two, the testing for, you know, who's going to get what based on what income level, and then also, of course, they've omitted now, or at least they look like they're going to omit the minimum wage part of that.
They have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is they've lowered the threshold to a lower income. Anything below $50,000 gets the people $1,400. Anything above that, then it starts dropping down rapidly. And I'm not sure, but I think it only goes up to $150,000 or $160,000, not the $360,000 or something like that where it was. But the other thing is they're talking about this a child thing where they're going to come through with some sort of relief. The senior Pelosi and Schumer are talking about $3,000 per child starting in July as a stimulus plan there, to the tune of $250 or $300 a month until they get their $3,000 for children aged 6 to 17 and $3,600 for children aged 6 and under. They're actually going to pay the children.
Well, that's right. And so what they are terming it pretty much as a way to, again, help for child care and
so the parents can go to work. Forth.
Exactly. And looks like it would probably be, if you're American, if you're one person making $75,000, or if you're a couple earning more than $150,000 per year, that looks like you might get means tested out of that, basically. But this is a major development, Captain, because this would be monthly checks, as you mentioned, and then also once that gets put into place, it may be very difficult for them to actually end that kind of program, and some are really decrying this as basically a new form of institutionalized, socialism. It starts to sound like that guaranteed basic income. It's not exactly that, but it seems to be moving in that direction.
Yeah, and Black Lives Matter and Antifa marched over the weekend in Washington, D.C., Saturday night to be specific, and they got off the route they were supposed to be on and started for downtown D.C. The police came out with an effort to stop them or push them back where they came from, and they threatened to burn down Washington, D.C. again. That's Black Lives Matter and Antifa. To my knowledge, no one got arrested, and it got a little bit rough as the police and the protesters were pushing and shoving against each other. Some of the pictures I saw where the bicycle cops were there with the bicycles, using them as a battering ram to push the people back.
Well, can somebody answer the idea of whether or not threatening to burn down Washington, D.C., that doesn't somehow begin to sound like an insurrection or something like that? I mean, we got to be consistent here. And I'm hoping that the same people that were, that they would come out to just as much as possible against BLM and Antifa.
Some of the people who were in the Capitol, which were Antifa and or Black Lives Matter and or the Boogaloosa Boys, threw some things in piles which would have been used to start a fire, could had they been able to. But some of the fire starting flammable material that was found was actually still outside in the bushes and never made it inside, thank God.
Well, no kidding. Again, we came really close to seeing, I think, that whole thing escalate, and I'm glad that it didn't, as far as it actually did go, but which was too far, obviously. But the more and more we find out about this January 6th event, Captain, the worse it gets, it looks like.
Yeah, but who is it that's trying to burn down stuff? It's not the Trump people.
Nope.
Never has been, never will be.
No, but unfortunately, we've seen a lot of this kind of thing happen with the riots over the summertime. And again, even the rhetoric should be decried as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to mention something here that's going to upset a whole bunch of people. The face mask mandate by the president. You've heard him say that, people should wear one mask all the time, inside or out, and then Fauci comes out and says, well, this should work two, and maybe three might not be a bad idea. And lo and behold, Kyle, I actually saw somebody yesterday with three masks on. And the way they did it was they had a mask down like below their nose, over their mouth and their chin. Then they had a mask from their chin up to their nose. Then they had one of those scarf things that you pull up from the back to the front, and it was up to just below their nose, but you could see that they had three masks on because of the two other masks you could see.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Well, and first of all, too, I mean, it's hard enough to wear a mask for hours on end if you're going around doing things. After a while, it takes its toll on your
ability to breathe. It restricts your ability to breathe.
It's exactly what I was getting after. The whole thing is, eventually really going to start taking a real toll on people. And now to double or triple it up, I think you'll have more health problems.
But wait till you hear where we're going with this. It seems that Joe Biden's order to find travelers is not only on planes, but it's also on trains and buses. And the fine could be as much as $1,500 for not wearing masks with possible criminal penalties.
Yeah, see, this seems like it's really starting to be something that, that we really weren't expecting in the grand.
That is way out of whack, way out of control, way out of whack.
Well, sure. And President Biden's trying to say he's going to shut down the virus and be safe, but this does seem to go too far.
Now, for him to say that he now suddenly has authority to do the planes and do the trains and do the buses, I think that's because it comes under the ICC Motor Carrier Authority, the Department of Transportation, and all that, which is regulated by the federal government. So I think that's where that comes from. Not sure, but it seems to me one would want to challenge that legally.
Well, that's right. And certainly the carriers themselves may be a little anxious to not try to upset the apple cart too much, but last time I traveled on an airplane, Captain, very recently, the carrier themselves had a mask mandate, that's where they're going with this anyway. But it just seems like President Biden, I think this was done through an executive order as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so this, it's just more of the same thing that we've seen over the last two or three weeks now, and I think it's putting a bad taste in people's mouth about whether or not this person who ran for president saying he had to get the votes and convince people of things seems to be ruined too much by decree here.
Well, yeah, and again, there are some states that are challenging him for some of the other executive orders he's put through, saying that it's executive overreach, and we'll just have to wait and see how it gets decided by a judge. Now, not everything that we're hearing about that these and here's the other thing, okay? We're hearing what Joe Biden is doing. We're not hearing what's being done in some of these blue states. And some of these blue states are just going bonkers. All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let me see. Who's this, Backgammon Bob?
Yep.
Make it quick because we're going to break.
Okay. The more and more people get vaccinated, the more and more people are going to start disregarding the mask things. That's it, Captain.
All right, well, I tell you what, when we come back, I'm going to tell Bagam and Bob what I saw all weekend long going on in Tampa, in St. Pete, and the surrounding area here with the different parties and events that were going on, especially at night. Wait till you hear this one. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. South Africa has suspended a COVID vaccination program that would have vaccinated frontline healthcare workers with the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. The program was set to begin in mid-February, but has been halted in light of a clinical trial that pointed to the vaccine not being effective at preventing sickness from the variant first seen in that country. The trial suggested the AstraZeneca shot was only minimally protective against mild to moderate COVID symptoms caused by the South African variant, which accounts for more than 90% of cases currently in the country, according to South African health officials. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. Tom Brady found longtime target tight end Rob Gronkowski for two touchdowns in the first half, finishing the night 21 of 29 for 201 yards and three scores. The win gives Brady his record seventh title. He also won his fifth Super Bowl MVP award, also a record. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Remember Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that gave me a website. And the website they gave me is relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there and you can find out all you need to know about Relief Factor. And you'll find out what I knew about 5 years ago when I started to take it, and that is it works. And the reason it works for me is because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and goes right straight to the source of the pain you have and lowers or eliminates the pain. Now, that's what I need, and that's what works. And the best thing is, folks, it's 100% drug-free. Now, it's 100% botanical with a fish oil product in it as well, made from clinically developed formulas that support regulation of the key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body. And it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in too. Comes in little convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles. It definitely helps the healing process. And it only costs $19.95 with a 3-week quick start that gets it all going. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out, and I'm sure you'll be glad you did. Tens of thousands of people have done that, and they're very content. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So we solved all the problems with wearing the mask, right?
Right. Yeah.
And Joe Biden has really doubled down on all this, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Now, social media. A lot of things are being said about social media, but when it comes to the Department of Defense, they're scrambling to cut out any links to extremism in the ranks of the military. Now, actual or imagine, if you can believe that one, in the wake of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's stand down. Now, you may have, in fact, been identified as an extremist, but have no idea that you were by something you posted on social media. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know that they were looking at that very closely, and unfortunately, in some cases, it's not really clear what is causing people to get either banned or suspended, or
well,
in some cases, the DOD's taking a look at
anything that involves the words revolution or riot or attacks, anything like that, that's an immediate eye catcher, immediate.
Well, certainly, yeah, absolutely, and people who are talking about those kinds of things, obviously, that's not the way that we go about things. But is it the idea that you simply didn't want to vote for the Democrats?
Yep.
Is that enough?
And again, one of our cohorts who was warned, I warned him when last time he was on my program, I says, Wayne, you got to stop this. And we're talking about Wayne Allen Root. I said, Wayne, you got to stop this stuff. You got to back off this stuff and quit talking. He wrote an article about revolution. And he put it all out there. He said, well, there's only one thing left for the American people. And he put it in there. Wayne, no, don't do that. And lo and behold, not only did he get banned from Twitter, not only is he being tossed off Facebook, not only did he lose his television show, but he lost his national sponsors and his radio show on the network he was on is gone. He's on locally, but the local station said, well, you lost all your sponsorship, so now it's going to cost you $250 an hour to be on the radio.
Well, Captain, unfortunately, there are others on the left who call for, quote-unquote, revolution. They talk about these very incendiary terms.
And where do they wind up?
Where's that?
Pay-to-play radio,
that's
we call it.
Too. Well, of
they
course.
Wind up on pay-to-play radio so they can say, well, I'm on the radio. Look where I'm at.
Well, exactly. But the idea is that any calls for any kind of we don't talk about violent revolution. We don't talk about these kinds of things because it's not productive, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, we solve our issues at the ballot box. That's our system.
Yeah. And years ago, I started on pay-to-play radio at a very small station down in Sarasota. It only had 100 watts. And I was on the station 1 hour a week. It cost me $20 an hour to be on the air. I learned how to run a board. Then I went to the second station I was on, which was another small station, 500 watts, but I was on 5 days a week, and that cost me $25 an hour. And then all of a sudden, I started to bring a bunch of money to the table, and they said, wait a minute, you're bringing so much money to the table here, we don't need to have you pay to be on the air. We'll pay you, because they found out that I could bring them sponsors, because it wasn't about me. It was never, this show has never been about me. Is my name mentioned in the title of the show?
Well, no, but it is the Captain's America, that's for sure.
Right, they don't know who the captain is. They don't know what I am, people that don't know the show. This show is about America. It's about the captain and America, okay? It's not the Joe Smith show. It's not the Peter Venture show. It's not the, whatever name you want to use show, which makes it about the individual and not the message. And mine's all about the message.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it always has been.
Yeah, so that's the difference. That's the difference, and that's why it's been as successful as it has been for going on 21 years, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. Now, speaking of growing, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has doubled down. We are the first state in the country where the social media platforms that have played an increasingly decisive role in our elections and have negatively impacted Americans who dissent from their agenda. The governor has taken action here in Florida to crack down on big tech with legislation that will take on the monopoly of communications platforms that have sought to monitor and control us, allowing us the opportunity to sue people like, Facebook, Twitter, whoever. How do you like that?
Well, exactly right. And part of this, of course, is establishing the idea that these tech companies
yep.
would have to have good
yep.
explanations for their suspensions yep. and things like that.
And who has just jumped on the bandwagon?
Who's that?
Texas.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he's going to do the same thing.
Well, this is a very interesting, you know, response, and
yep.
it's certainly something as time has come.
Yep. And mark my words, there's going to be more red states that are going to do it because the blue states don't dare lift a finger.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, you have so much power concentrated into these communication platforms, and again, either they're communication platforms or they're publishing platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if they're really publishing platforms, then that's a different thing than if it's a message board for the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, who was the first boxer to defeat then world champion Muhammad Ali?
Who was that?
Leon Spinks.
Leon Spinks, yeah.
After he won the title. He was the first guy to beat him, and he was a younger man by, I don't know, maybe 8 to 10 years than what Muhammad Ali was at the time. And I think Muhammad Ali may have been fighting at that time under the name of Cassius Clay. I'm not sure. I'd have to check it to make sure. But Leon Spinks died yesterday at the age of 67.
Yes, I did hear that. It's very sad. He was an amazing boxer and a great athlete.
He was a one-trick wonder. He won that one fight.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, he lost the title the next time around, and then he just kind of was a journeyman fighter after that. But he stuck around for a while. But he made his money. He had his big payday.
It sure did, yeah.
Yep, and that's a shame, but life goes on. All right, and we're going to be working on the Truckers Weather Highway and Byway Report coming up here, and we're going to be telling you about something going on with the snow, especially up there, lake effect snow in Cayuga and Oswego counties, my old stomping ground in upstate New York where I got my start. Unbelievable what's going on up there again. I'm telling you, I'm glad I'm not up there.
That's right. Well,
jeez.
You have a lot of weather to talk about tonight.
Yep. And again, folks, if you haven't heard it, the Capitol Police over the weekend said that the officer who died from what we thought was a blow to the head with a fire extinguisher, that was not the case. First of all, he was not struck in the head with a fire extinguisher. That was two other policemen who did not get hurt seriously. This police officer, we're not sure what did kill him. We're waiting on toxicology tests, which might have nothing to do at all with blunt trauma, as they said. We'll have to wait and see what it's all about.
Well, that's right. And sometimes these kinds of coroner's, you know, autopsy reports and so forth, they do take time, and it will be interesting to see how this affects the basic narrative that we have.
And Shelley's chiming in saying, did you say something about the Democrats were going to give the kids $3,000 a child? Yes, they are. It's in the works for them, for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to give children 6 to 17 years of age $3,000, either $250 or $300 a month, starting in July, and children under six, $3,600 in another stimulus package. They've got, it looks like, two more stimulus packages coming. We'll see whether or not that holds true. Kyle, hold the thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and we're going to break, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from our military pals at Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah to everybody there in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight, and I hope everybody's doing well. All right, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. When you pull in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you don't already belong to the Drivers Club, well, you need to join, because you'll get points for the food that you get. You'll get points for the fuel that you buy. You get points for whatever supplies you buy in the store. And you can use them to either save you money on your next purchase, or you can accumulate them and use them for what's in the catalog. In the meantime, here we go.
Higher.
is War, and that's from the album Why Can't We Be Friends, and that's called Low Rider. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. Yeah, I love that one. Yeah.
All righty. Well, here we go. Going to take a look at the weather here, and I'm going to read a statement and then turn Kyle loose here. Okay, here we go. The main theme this coming week is going to be the continuation of the widespread Arctic air mass with frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills consuming the central U.S., especially the upper Midwest along the Canadian border and the northern states, where wind chills will approach 45 to 50 below zero in some areas. Now, the bitter cold will probably advance southward into Texas and the western Gulf Coast region. Nothing like that in terms of temperatures, but cold enough. And it'll spread into much of the northwestern U.S., as well as might begin to reach the East Coast next weekend. Now, there is the possibility of another storm firing up, and we'll get to all that in a minute. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in Big Sky Country, Montana tonight, almost the entire state is covered by that wind chill that you're talking about, wind chill advisory. Also, winter storm warning. This is in the area of Helena, also Bozeman. Looks like Great Falls is coming in at negative 14 degrees right now.
Without the wind.
That's right. And Billings, Montana at negative 7, and it's 1 degree registering in Bozeman where they have an avalanche warning. Over in central Idaho, we have winter weather advisory, 4th of July pass right now, ice on the road, new snow accumulation in the offing as well. Winter storm warning outside of Seattle tonight. We have high wind warning in Laramie and Cheyenne area, all the way over towards Elk Mountain on I-80. And, Captain, if you're traveling tonight along Interstate 15 in Southern California near Escondido, San Diego, if you're coming up the coastline all the way up through Orange County, up through Long Beach, you've got a dense fog advisory that extends, stops a little bit in L.A., but starts up again in Oxnard, Thousand Oaks, and now up through San Luis Obispo if you're traveling up the 101 freeway tonight in California.
Okay, well, let's go over to North Dakota, 100 miles in North Dakota from the Canadian border. You've got extremely cold temperatures. Wind chills are approaching 45 below zero all across that area, as well as the northern part of Minnesota, just north of the Twin Cities. Down south of the Twin Cities along I-90 and along I-94, you got wind chills to 20, 25 below zero. The northern part of South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, wind chills around 25 to 30 below zero. In the meantime, Nebraska, the western end of Nebraska along I-80, you've got a little bit of snow about 25 miles in. And then in the southern central part of Nebraska tonight, you've got snow across there. You'll get some snow on I-29 in Iowa as well as Nebraska, southeastern corner of Nebraska. Down into Missouri, down towards Kansas City, you've got snow down let's see, flurries all the way down to the panhandle of Oklahoma, and that brings you up by 44 to Springfield and Joplin, and then up towards Columbia, you've got some snow flurries there, coming across Oklahoma through the south and the central part of Oklahoma, all the way across just about Amarillo, you've got snow there tonight. And you've got some snow that just fired up in the southern part of Indiana, right along the West Virginia-Indiana line in about 25, 30 miles, and it goes all the way across into the southern part of Ohio, too, for about 25, 30 miles in to Ohio, all the way across to just about Pennsylvania. Now, in the meantime, Lake Ontario, you have a lake effect snow advisory for Cayuga and Oswego counties. Snow will accumulate today and tomorrow, 7 to 18 inches, possibly more, depending on where the snow, based on the wind, decides to central it in on. So, Cayuga, Oswego counties, you are going to get socked again with all the snow that you've been having. Here's a little bit more. All right, we've got black ice conditions tonight in the mountains of Kentucky, along the Virginia line, also up through the central part and northern part of Tennessee, going up towards Virginia, the mountains of West, the mountains of West Virginia too, the mountains of North Carolina, the mountains of South Carolina, and the very northern part of Georgia, going up towards Chattanooga, north of Kennesaw. You've got some black ice and the bridges up there. Now, the only snow to talk about up in New England, other than what we just told you about, is up way up in Maine, up in the very northeastern tip of Maine. The last few miles going to Nova Scotia, there's a winter storm warning right on the border there. That's going to soon go over into Nova Scotia. We won't need to worry about it anymore. And then you've got snow up to Presque Isle. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And, okay, we did have Denise Simon on the line, but we just lost her, so I guess she'll call back. She's on Skype. All right, let's see. Now, we should have her back now. Let's make sure. Okay, Denise Simon, is that you?
It is.
All righty. First of all, well, we'll get into it afterwards, but the Bucks had a tremendous victory, and I'll get into that a little bit later because I want to kind of concentrate on something else. Over the weekend, we had a march in Washington, D.C. Saturday night, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and they deferred from their little march route and wound up going downtown where the police stepped in, the Capitol Police, and said, nope, not going past us. And they got the bicycle guys out there, and they literally acted like a snowplow, pushed the people back. There was some pushing, some shoving, some fists swung at each other, all that sort of stuff. No arrests were made, ironically, but the comments that were made were, we're going to burn down Washington.
Yep.
And nothing has been done.
Nope.
Okay. Have you noticed all the violence, and this is going to be brought up, I'm sure, with Donald Trump's second impeachment, all the violence is coming from the blue cities with these radical left-wing groups?
Well, with the impeachment beginning tomorrow, it appears that the Trump legal team is going to make this a teaching moment, and I was hoping that was going to be the case. I didn't want them. I looked at the rebuttal. I read the 14-page rebuttal. I was a little disappointed in it because I didn't think it was full of substance. It had the two normal talking points in it. And those were fine, but there was more that needed to be introduced or debated, and it looks like that may be the case.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back, because that's one of our talking points about the impeachment, and then we'll also have a little fun with the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Super Bowl champions of Super Bowl 55. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.